is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 16th of October, 2015. It's the birthday of Noah Webster, Hartford, Connecticut, 1758, set out to write an American dictionary when he was 43. He wanted Americans to have their own language that wasn't based on the language of England. And also, the dictionary was to help Americans communicate with each other because regional dialects differed so drastically. It was Noah Webster who took the letter U out of English words like color and honor, and he spelled theater and center, E-R, rather than R-E, and introduced American words like squash, wigwam, opossum, presidential, Congress. It's the birthday of Oscar Wilde, born Dublin, 1854, who said all bad poetry springs from genuine feeling. And Eugene O'Neill, born in New York City, 1888. His father was an actor who played the lead in The Count of Monte Cristo more than 6,000 times. O'Neill accompanied him on the road. Eugene O'Neill said, as a boy, I saw so much of the old ranting, artificial, romantic stage stuff that I always had a sort of contempt for the theater. And then in 1907, when he was 18, he saw Ibsen's Hedda Gabler in New York. And he said, I discovered an entire new world of the drama, a modern theater where truth might live. Here's a poem for today by Barbara Crooker entitled Equinox. Another October, the maples have done their slick trick of turning yellow almost overnight. Summer's hazy skies are cobalt blue. My friend has come in from the west, where it's been a year of no mercy, chemotherapy, bone marrow transplant, more chemotherapy, and her hair came out in fistfuls twice, bald as a pumpkin, and then the surgeon's knife. But she's come through it all, annealed by fire, calm, settled in her bones like the morning mist in valleys and low places. And her hair's returned, glossy as a horse chestnut kept in a shirt pocket. Today, a red fox ran down through the corn stubble. He vanished like smoke. I want to praise things that cannot last. The scarlet and orange leaves are already gone, blown down by a cold rain, crushed and trampled. They rise again in leaf meal and wood smoke. The great blue heron's returned to the pond, settles in the reeds like a steady flame. Geese cut a wedge out of the sky, drag the gray days behind them like a skein of old wool. I want to praise everything brief and finite. Overhead, the Pleiades fall into place. Orion rises. Great horned owls muffle the night with their calls. Night falls swiftly, tucking us in her black velvet robe. The stitches showing through. All those little lights, our little lives, rising and falling. Equinox, a poem by Barbara Crooker from her selected poems published by Future Cycle Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices. Subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. And by TIAA CREF, a global financial company dedicated to delivering financial outcomes that matter. TIAA CREF, created to serve, built to perform. Learn more at TIAA.org. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.